This goes to Dr. Moon, MOON, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Arlene Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, date of birth May 18th of 1961. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Mitchell with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and history of left nephrectomy for renal carcinoma. Her last visit was October 14th of 2024. She has gained 9 pounds over the last 8 months, and her biggest complaint at this time is she gets cramps in her feet, sometimes with curling of the toes, as well as cramps in her calves. Frequently, they'll wake her early in the morning from sleep, and she's really not sure what's causing them or how to treat them. She wondered if that was secondary to kidney dysfunction at her current stage, but usually that is not true. And she has had no new medication changes, but she has been trying to drink more water recently, hoping that would help with kidney function also. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam. Weight is 213 pounds, pulse 84, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 2nd of 2025. Creatinine is 1.42, slightly improved, with estimated GFR 42. Calcium is 9.6. Sodium is 136. Potassium 4.3. Carbon dioxide 26. Her iron is 119. Iron saturation 38%. Ferritin is 73. Hemoglobin 12.1 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. The patient will continue to get labs done every 3 months. 2. History of left nephrectomy with secondary to renal carcinoma. 3. Feet and leg cramps. Etiology unknown. Usually at this level of kidney function, it's not usually associated with the chronic kidney disease. So the patient will be following up with you for further evaluation and treatment options if possible. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.